Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, listeners. And here it is once more and again, Wednesday night inspirational Bible study. It is proudly brought to you by Words of Wisdom. We are taking time out of our busy schedules to come together and fellowship in the Word of God. You know, I was looking at the 8 o'clock news before I got on the program tonight, and it seems like there's something going on every side. You know, there was a murder, and a lady was burned in a fire, and so much corruption and greed and brutality, and everything is going on. You know, in times like these, we have to just hold on to God's unchanging hand because he promised that he will see us through. We are his children. We are heirs and joint heirs with his son, Jesus Christ. And our hope got to be placed in the salvation that God has granted us through his son. But before we get on with the program tonight, and always, I would like to play some music that will get us you know, be praising God in song. And once that happens, I'll come back and we'll start the program. I pray that everyone had a good week since last Wednesday. And I pray that, you know, any bowed down heads will be lifted up. When we prepare ourselves and we go into the Word of God, one thing we always have to ask ourselves about the things that we read and that we see and use for examples, the characters that God has allowed to be in the Bible to let us know that if he did it for them, he'll also do it for us. And we just have to hold on. So I'm going to play this song, and when I come back, we're going to go in the Word of God. And as always, if you want to make a comment at the end of the show, I'm asking that you press the one button and I will bring you on. You could give words of encouragement. You could pray. You could give a testimony. You could share anything you want. And once you press the one button and I open the mic, then everyone else will be able to hear you. I thank each and every one of you for taking time out of your schedule. And those who are on the phone and has come through live in the studio, I can see your numbers and the board is lit up, and I just want to say thank you. And I have to thank the people that's listening live on the Internet as well. And if the people that's looking at it and listening to it on the Internet, if you would like to make a comment, you dial the call-in number that's listed on the screen, and you press the one button, and you'll be able to give your comments as well. Again, I say thanks to each and every one of you, and I pray that God blesses you. And here's a record by Yolanda Adams. The battle is not ours, it's the Lord's.
His heart.
And that was The Battle Is Not Yours, It's the Lord's by Yolanda Adams. Well, it's praying time. And we're going to go ahead and pray. And then we're going to go in a lesson. For those who follow me with their Bibles, we're going to come out of the book of Daniel tonight. And we're going to be in Daniel. And we're going to start with Daniel's in the 6th chapter. And we're going to go from the 12th verse all the way to the 23rd. We're coming from the book of Daniel tonight. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, gracious God, we enter your courts with thanksgiving and your gates with praise. Heavenly Father, we come before you because there's no other name besides the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we lean in and depending on your unchanging hand. Lord, we look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Heavenly Father, some of us may be worn out and feeling low and lonely, dear God, but we have to remember that you said that you will never leave us nor forsake us. You say you're our provider, our rock, and our shield. And, Lord, I believe you. Heavenly Father, I'm asking that you look down upon every person that is represented here tonight, dear God. Bless their homes, dear God. Bless their families, dear God. Bless their finances and their health, dear God. If anyone is lonely, dear God, let them know that you are right there with them. If anyone has lost a loved one, dear God, let them know that you'll be a mother and a father to the motherless or the fatherless, dear God, that you are there all in all and much more. Lord, as we get to study the lesson tonight, I pray that the Holy Ghost have his way tonight. And not only that, dear God, but that we will be hearers of the word and don't be just hearers, but become doers, dear God. Let us realize that the word is there to encourage us, dear God, to give us strength, dear God, to carry us through. Your word, I pray, won't be returned void, and it set out what you have for it to do. Heavenly Father, I don't know the people and everybody that's going to call, but you do. And you know their heart, dear God. And if they're asking for you, I pray that you use me only as your vessel to get a word to your people. Lord, I decrease as you increase. Holy Ghost, I ask you for illumination and revelation here on tonight that someone could take the word of God and get some meaning and say, I want to go on. I want to do better. I need to do better. Lord, I just want to serve you. Lord, help us, dear God, in our Christian walk, because we are all under construction, and you're not through with us, and we only press for the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, you say it is your purpose that we be made in the image of your Son, dear God, and you're working on us so that we could pattern ourselves behind him more and more each day. But, Lord, our journey on earth is not going to be over until Jesus comes back again, and then we will be made perfect. But, Lord, we just want to do better. We know we need to do better. And because of everything that you have done for us, dear God, we want to just be grateful and become obedient. Heavenly Father, please help us in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, and I just want to say thank God. Well, tonight, as I said, for those who have their Bibles, you could go to the book of Daniel's in the 6th chapter, and we're going to be in Daniel's, the 6th chapter, and we're going to go all the way from the 12th verse to the 23rd verse, if you have your Bibles. And here we go. The lesson tonight is coming from the book of Daniel's. Daniel's is the author of this book. The book of Daniel is an Old Testament. It's in the Old Testament. And it shows us that if God be for us, who can be against us? And that's the title for tonight. If God be for us, who can be against us? You see, Daniel was a teenager when he was taken from Jerusalem into captivity. The Babylonian king went to Jerusalem and besieged it. You see, when God was with the children of Israel, when they was the children of Israel, and they were the Israelites and the chosen nation, but you see, they began to be disobedient time and time and time again. And sometimes because of their disobedience, God allowed them to be captured. Whenever they went in battle and God was with them, they never lost. They always had victory. But sometimes, because of what you're doing, God can't even help you in certain situations. You can't, God can't even go with you in certain places. So we have to watch what we do and where we go and why we do it. And we should try to always be obedient to the word of God. You see, the Babylonian king went and he took Jerusalem over. And the scripture says, I'm not making it up, the scripture said that God delivered them into the hands of the Babylonian. And for those that's familiar with it, they was in captivity with the Babylonians for many years. Here we see that nothing happened unless God ordains or allows. And even with them capturing the Israelite, God had to allow it. You see, Daniel believed that God's ways are perfect. And if you believe that, then you must trust that whatever God does and whatever he allows is also perfect. Daniel obeyed God because he understood that the battle was not his, but they all belonged to God. The book shows us that God is in control of all things and all the time. You got to really remember, nothing happens unless God allows it, orchestrated. God is in total control about you every day. Your everyday being, your everyday going, you know, your city, your state, your country. God is in control. He's in control of our country and every other country. And it was already ordained and formulated before the foundation of the world. God can move man, but he can also move nations. And here we see the Israelites was a nation, and God allowed them to be moved into captivity by the Babylonians because of their disobedience. You see, we can rest assured that if God is for us, who can be against us? You see, after Nebuchadnezzar, which was the king of the Babylonian, and he captured Jerusalem, what he would do was he would choose the best of the best. He chose Israel, royal household noblemen who were handsome and showed an aptitude for learning to be trained in the ways of the Babylonians. They would choose the best of the best for themselves to work and do what they wanted them to do. It almost makes me remember and think about slavery when they would come off the slave ship. They wanted the handsome ones, the strong ones, the good ones, the ones that they thought was the best of the best, you know, and then they would put them in the house, you know, and things like that. Well, the King Nebuchadnezzar, when he took Jerusalem over and he had all of the people because they was captured, he chose the best of the best. Well, Daniel and his three friends, and I'm sure you're familiar with them, his friends were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You see, they all were chosen. Little is known by Daniel's background, but he was clearly of a royal birth and was above average physically and mentally. Now, you know, you read in the Bible and it's talking about Daniel. You have to see the hand of God moving in all of this. And then you could say, well, why some of the other people wasn't chosen? But you got to remember, God chooses who he wants. And God has a design purpose for each and every one of our lives. And everything is not for everybody. When you see somebody else go this way, you still have to see God, and you thank God for what he's doing for them. And then you see somebody going this way, and they look like they got it going on, you say thank God for them. But you got to realize everything ain't for everybody. And he chose Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You see, God uses all things for his divine purpose and his glory. During Daniel's captivity, God was with him. When God uses us, you, me, Daniel, and everybody else for his purpose, you got to know that there is always provision. If God send you, he done already made a way. So that's how we can walk in the things of God. That's how we could understand that if God is for us, who could be against us? Because if he got a purpose for you and he assigned you to the purpose, you got to know that provisions are provided. You see, God's favor was upon Daniel, and he also granted him favor of men. You know, favor is a funny thing. When we accept Christ, we get the favor of God. And when God have favor on our lives, he allowed favor to be extended to us from our fellow man. Come on now. Daniel and his friends proved to be the wisest of all of the trainees. You see, they had to go through training for 3 years. And Daniel started proving himself before them because God had given him the ability to dream dreams. And, you know, when you really think about it, God gave him the ability to interpret dreams. And he gave the king dreams that needed to be interpreted. Come on now, provisions. When God is setting it up and when God is in control, it is well done. You see, at the end of their training, they entered the service of the king. For those who know the story, when they got there, they wanted to eat certain food, but Daniel refused, you know, and the man allowed Daniel to eat what Daniel wanted to eat that he thought wasn't defiled against God. And when the man came back and checked him in 10 days, Daniel was looking better than the people who was eating the food that the king was giving off his table. God gave Daniel the wisdom and ability to accomplish everything he wanted to accomplish in and through him. Now listen to what I'm saying. God gave Daniel the ability and the wisdom to accomplish everything that God wanted to accomplish in and through him. Now, if you believe that everything that God got for you is for you, and everything God wants from you, he's going to equip you to do it. You see, the scripture Philippians 2:13 says, it is God which worketh in us both to will. And that will means give us the desire and to do, which is to accomplish his good pleasure. And I'm going to read it again. That's Philippians 2:13 for those who are writing. And it says, it is God that worketh in us both to will and to do his good pleasure. When you got time and if you wrote that scripture down, you look at it and see what God said. God said, it is I that's going to work in you and work it out for my pleasures. See, God knows what his pleasures are. And he's willing to use each and every one of us to accomplish that goal. But he didn't tell you go out there and try to figure out how to accomplish. He said, it is I that's going to work in you to accomplish my good pleasure. That's a scripture of relief. You see, Daniel had the ability to interpret dreams and receive visions. Daniel was faithful to God, but he was also faithful to the king. And what that's telling us, you know, the Bible say obey the laws of the land. You got to serve the master that is put before you. Daniel loved God and did what God wanted him to do, but he also did the natural things he was supposed to do. You see, Daniel served under several kings, and all of them found favor with him. You see, Daniel became a great prophet during the period of captivity, the captivity of God's covenant people in Babylon and in Persia. You see, while he was in captivity, now this man I'm talking about got captive. The Babylonians went to Jerusalem and they took it over. They seized it. They took what they wanted. They even took the stuff, the things of God from the temples and brought it back to Babylon. And they did all of this, and they took Daniel, and they took other people, and they put them in a court. I mean, they was captive like slaves. And we're going to see how the hand of God being on Daniel tonight and how Daniel, you know, excelled. You see, Daniel faced many challenges while in captivity. In all those years, he grew stronger in his commitment to God. When things gone wrong in our life or things we think is not fair, do we give up on God? And I want to tell you tonight, never give up on God because God has never given up on you. You see, Daniel found himself facing egocentric leaders They all had a, had you know, pride all over themselves, egocentric, high egos, their leaders, and they were surrounded by all kind of idolatry. But instead of giving in or giving up, this courageous young boy held fast to his faith in God. Daniel knew that despite the circumstances, God was sovereign, and he was working out his plan for the nations and individuals that he had decided on long before the foundation of the world. You see, Daniel got captured, and Daniel was living under captivity, even though he was excelled in, and he had accepted that if God's doing this way, it's all right. You see, the book of Daniel centers on a profound truth, the sovereignty of God. You know, when you say sovereignty, ooh, it just makes my heart feel good to know that's the kind of God I have. He's sovereign. He's everything. He's all things. He, you know, it's nothing without him, and nothing was made without him, and nothing could be without him, and nobody could live without him, and hallelujah, he's sovereign. You see, he realized that God was with him, and that anyone or anybody that would be against him wouldn't prevail. Do you know that if God is for you, who could be against you? And anybody against you, you know, they can't prevail. You know, just for that, we need to shout. Because that's like when you say a fence built all around me. You know? Hallelujah. You know, when you look at Daniel, you're looking at something. And God took the time to put it in there. Yes, he did. You see, we in Daniel, and we're in the sixth chapter. And we're going to the 12th verse right now. Go to Daniel, the sixth chapter, and the 12th verse. And I'm going to read it. They say, then they came near, and they spoke before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that acts a petition of God, a man within 30 days, save of the king, meaning except making a petition of praying to the king, shall be cast into the lion's den? The king answered and said, the thing is true according to the law of the Medes and the Persians. You see, you got to realize what was happening in this verse. You see, a decree was made. And the decree stated that no one could petition or pray to any god or man for 30 days except the king or be placed in a lion's den. These men reminded the king that he had made a decree. You see, at this time, all of the leaders in Babylon plotted against Daniel. Daniel was excelling in leaps and bounds. And remember, he came from a foreign country, so he wasn't one of them. So I believe that prejudiceness was in the camp, and jealousy, and all of this. You see, Daniel 6 and 4 said that the presidents and the princes, the prince sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. You see, but they looked all over to set him up, but they could not find any occasion of faulting him. As far as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. You see, Daniel was doing it right. Daniel was obeying the laws of the land. Daniel was being a good, you know, serving, and Daniel was being good to the king, and Daniel was treating everybody right, and they couldn't find nothing against Daniel. You see, Daniel was living a righteous life, and Daniel was doing everything right, even when no one was looking. You know, there's a saying that say personality is like perfume. You could take and put it on, and you could take it out. But you see, character is when you do the right thing when no one's looking. Daniel was a man of character. You see, these evil men who insinuated and brought up the decree in the first place in order to entrap Daniel, of whom they was jealous because he had a good reputation. And at this time, listen to this, y'all, the king was contemplating making him head over the entire nation. You know didn't want to stand for that. So they tried to get Daniel any kind of way they could. And when they realized they couldn't get him, you know, while they was, you know, probably shoo-shooing with the king, and they might have was having a party, and one of them brought up something about make a decree that nobody could, you know, deal with any other god, because, see, Daniel was faithful to his God. You know, he was faithful to the king, but he was faithful to his God. So they made a decree, and they, you know, got the king to sign it, and he did. But these jealous people was out to get Daniel. These men wanted Daniel out of the way. They felt that he was a foreigner in their land, and he was a prisoner, and he was made a slave, and now the thought of him being more than equal to them was out of the question. You know, so everybody's not rejoicing in your achievements. Don't ever think they are. And everybody's not glad that God has his hand on you. You see, and they, you know, was figuring that they were more than him. But, you know, we always know that God do what he wants. And he do it with who he wants. And in our lives, when we look at other people and think about what they have or what position they have, you got to remember, wherever God have you, it's okay. Because he said, I will supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory. He said, and you speak to that mountain, and I'll remove it and cast it in the sea for you. You know, God said, I got you. But it takes all kinds for this world to work. You see, what God got for you is for you, and be you. And ask God to allow you to be the best you that you can be. Stop looking to the left and looking to the right at this one or that one. Stay in your place and be in your place. Because in your place, God got something for you to do right there. You see, the 13th verse said, then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivities of Judas, regard not thee. They told us to the king, O king, nor the decree that they had signed, but make it his petition 3 times a day. You see, Daniel prayed 3 times a day. And the way his house evidently was situated, when he would be in his bedroom, you could see him. He wasn't trying to hide. So they made a decree, and they were saying, he make it his petition. That means praying to God 3 times a day, even after you said nobody could do this for 30 days, and they go into the king. You see, they pushing him up. You see, you got to watch who you allow to talk in your ear. They could be pushing you up and trying to get you to do things that may not be right. It may not be what God wants you to do. You see, and then the king, in the 14th verse, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself. Now, how you like that? You see, he signed the decree, and he knew that Daniel prayed, but he signed the decree, and he allowed them to pump him up for whatever reason. And now Daniel is praying, and now they want judgment. And the king ain't ready for this at this time. So they say in the 14th verse, they said the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself. I'm reading this out the Bible, y'all. And he set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And then after he did that, guess what? He labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. What do that mean? You see, the king wasn't ready to give up Daniel. Daniel was faithful to him. Daniel was good. And Daniel had then interpreted his dreams and read their visions. And none of their people in their country could do it. None of their musicians and their sorcerers and the wisest people in their country. Every time something came up with a dream or a vision, nobody could interpret it. And here you have to call Daniel. They wasn't ready to give up Daniel. But you see, he had made it, the decree, and he had signed it. And then you see here, the men remind the king about the decree that he had made. But now the king is wondering why he did it in the first place. Hallelujah. We have to watch out for people and what we allow to enter into our spirit and then move upon those things. Daniel exercised great integrity and in doing so received the respect and affection of the powerful rulers he served. Come on now. However, his honesty and loyalty to his master never led him to compromise his faith in the one true God. Daniel continued to pray, and his window being open in his chambers, and his window pointed towards Jerusalem. And he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day, and he prayed and gave thanks to God before his God, as he always did. See, Daniel had a made-up mind and a heart that was fixed and regulated. Daniel said, for God I live and for God I die. I'm going to serve the Lord in and out, good and bad, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the situation. You see, and you could find that in Daniel 6, but in the 10th verse. You see, Daniel continued to pray because he could not look to the king for guidance and strength that he would need through the difficult times. Only God could provide what he really needed. You see, the scripture shows that the king is now sorry that he ever made the decree and became displeased with himself. You see, God can move on your behalf in the presence of your enemies. Just look at God. The scripture says he set his heart on Daniel to deliver him out of harm's way. Come on now. The king trying to figure out, how can I get out of this for Daniel? The king set his heart on Daniel to deliver him out of harm's way. The king wanted to extend even more favor towards Daniel. Like I told you, he wasn't ready to give up on Daniel. He wanted Daniel around because Daniel, God showed up. And Daniel would pray to God, and God would show up. That was powerful. The king wanted some of that. You see, he saw that his God was with him and that his God was the only true God. And he wanted Daniel around because of his God power. And Daniel was faithful towards him. But you see, by now the king's hands was tied. And we have to remember, if God be for you, who could be against you? And if you look right now at the 15th verse, they say, then these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, know, O king, that the law of the Medes and the Persians is that no decree, a statute which the king established may be changed. You know, it might be that the king was showing that he wanted to kind of change his mind, so they kept reminding him of the law and what he had did. And then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel, and they cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spoke and said, Daniel. Now, the king, hands tied, they keep yawning on him. They telling him what he did, and it would make him, you know, it would be dishonest. That would be not, the king would not receive honor for going back on his word, you see, and that's why I say his hands were tied. So they keep reminding him that, you know, the law can't be changed. You know, they say it in a 15th verse, so the king will say, okay, command it. And they brought Daniel, and they put him in a den of lions. And now the king spoke, and this is what the king told Daniel. Thy God, whom thy serve continuously, he will deliver thee. Now, come on now. This is an unsaved king who worship idol gods. But you see, Daniel and his presence and his light been around this king for so long, and Daniel exhibit everything that a righteous man should do. So the king starts seeing what righteous men do and how righteousness look. And then the God that Daniel served showed up time and time and time again. And the king saw it. See, so now he put him in a lion's den, and he said, the God that whom thou serve constantly, he will deliver thee. Now, that's what the king tell him when he go in. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mount of the den, and the king filled it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. And then the 18th verse, that was the 17th, says, then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting, which means not eating. Neither were the instruments of music brought before him, which was his entertainment, and his sleep went from him. So when that king went to bed that night, the scripture tells us he couldn't eat, he couldn't play, and he couldn't sleep. Daniel really had an impression on that king by the way he lived. Do your life have an impression on anybody around you? You know, this is an unsaved man with idol gods that they worship in an unsaved nation. And he telling Daniel, you know, what he was really saying, I hope your God come around, Daniel, because I'm not ready to let you go. And I believe your God can, because I done saw what he did in the past. And you see, one of the purposes that God created the nation of Israel and the promised people, because he wanted them to be the light in the dark places, where that nation, his chosen people, his holy nation, can be an example to all the other nations and pull them in. Daniel's is doing that right now. Hallelujah. You see, you know, everything that God set up have a purpose and a reason. Yes, he was captured. Yes, he was a slave. Yes, he excelled. And God's purpose and his will and his divine and his glory is being done right now in the midst of. You see, here the men kept reminding the king about the decree he established and how it couldn't be changed, and now it was time to execute it. The king also believed, come on now, Daniel made a believer out the king and to the only true and living God. Because of Daniel's faithfulness and his faithful, powerful God showing up time and time again, the king realized that God was in total control. And he could do what he wanted, whenever he wanted, for whomever he wanted. You know, the king didn't know if God would deliver Daniel, but he realized that God could, come on now, deliver Daniel. By his continuous service, Daniel demonstrated his faithful devotion to God. What can unbelievers determine about your life today? Check yourself out. Because if God be for you, who could be against you? Now, the king couldn't eat, and he couldn't have any pleasure, and he couldn't sleep concerning the decision that he made concerning Daniel. And you see, he could have been real fearful, because he knew that God was with Daniel. Now, the king got a reply. Now, after all of this, and he could have, like I say, he could have been concerned and maybe fearful what God was doing, because he knew the hand of God was on Daniel, and he was sorry for what he did. But you see, he couldn't sleep, he couldn't eat, and he didn't want no pleasures. But you see, now the king got to rely on faith in God for the situation. Come on now, y'all. Come on now. You know, they say faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things yet not seen. Daniel went in the den. The king didn't know what the outcome could be, and he was going to trust God to deliver him. So now what the king is doing? The king got to rely on faith in God for the outcome of this. See, now the king got to rely on faith in God for the situation. Come on now, y'all. People must realize that you cannot mess with the children of God, because each time you will lose. And I'm going to the 19th verse right now. Then the king rose early in the morning and went in haste into the den of lions. 20. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice. And I looked it up for y'all, and it's disappointingly pitiful and mournful. You know, he that's the way the king went to call for Daniel. And you see, if I read it with the definition, and when he went into the den, he cried with a pitiful, mournful, sorrowful voice unto Daniel. And the king spoke and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou serve continuously able to deliver thee from the lion's den? And look at 21. Verse 21 said, then said Daniel, hallelujah, unto the king, O king, live forever. And then the 22nd verse said, my God has sent his angel and has shut the mouths of the lions, and they have not hurt me. For as much as before, his innocency, being innocent, was found in me. I was innocent, he's saying. Also before thee, O king, I have done no hurt. He's saying, I didn't cause me being other in the lion's den other than praying to God. I didn't hurt you. I was innocent in all of the matters that I did for you, but I'm not giving up on my God. And nothing's going to stop me from honoring and praying to my God. Daniel let him know it. You see, and then 23 said, then was the king, watch this, y'all, verse 23 in the 6th chapter of Daniel. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they would take Daniel out of the den. And no matter of hurt was found upon him because he believed in his God. When the king arose that morning, the first thing he did was go and see with anticipation and great expectation of what the living God has done on behalf of his faithful servant Daniel. See, you know, the king wanted to check it out. You see, God does indeed rescue Daniels. He sent his angels to shut the mouth of the lions that were in the den. And no harm came upon him. You see, because if God be for you, who could be against you? You see, the king rejoiced and was exceedingly glad, and he believed. Daniel is removed from the lion's den the next day, much to the relief of the king. You see, what the devil had set up for the bad, God can truly turn it around for your good. The men that set up, if you read further in the chapter on your own time, because I'm getting ready to close, you see the men that set out to destroy Daniel, his accusers, was cast in a lion's den. And believe me, the idol gods that they were serving wasn't able to deliver them. You see, if you dig one ditch, you better dig two. And Psalms 105, chapter And the 15th verse says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. You see, because God will make your enemies your footstool. And as I close tonight, I want you to know because of Daniel's faithfulness, we see the confession of the king himself. Because if you read in that sixth chapter, you will see. He said, for he is the living God, and he endures forever. His kingdom will not be destroyed. His dominion will never end. Come on now. That's the king speaking. The unsaved king, the king that worship out of gods. The king. And you see, the king take and make a new decree that also cannot be changed. That every part of my kingdom and all of the people must fear and give reverence unto the God of Daniel. And as I close tonight, even in captivity, Daniel's life of faith, obedience, and trust in God was able to change the hearts and the minds of a nation. God wants us to be in our rightful place. You know, you might be going through life wondering why certain things and situation is happening to you. God is working it out. Because you see, the scripture says in Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for the good, for those who love the Lord. Do you love him? Do you trust him? Do you believe him? God got your back. He got your front and your side and your over your head and really under your feet. You know, God says, I got you. He said, trust me. Believe me. Now, I don't have to God do it like he want, when he want, how he want. And God's time is not our time. But hold on and wait for him. Because just the same way he did with Daniel. He'll do it for you. Can you trust him? Can he trust you? Have your life ever drawn someone to God? Here we see that Daniel saved the whole nation. Daniel changed the hearts and the minds of the rulers, the highest rulers, the kings of that time. And he started off with Nebuchadnezzar. But there were many more kings after him. And he served in Babylon all the way through King Cyrus, who finally let the Israelites go to Jerusalem to build a temple. He was probably up in his 80s, and he was a young boy, probably 18, when he was captive. And he had a good life. And the other thing about Daniel, when I mentioned his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, every time that Daniel got to another level, he had the king to let him bring them along with him. See, true friends is hard to find. But I just want to tell y'all, thank y'all again for listening to the program. And at this time, anyone who would like to make a comment, a statement, ask for prayer, if you press the one button on your phone, I'll be able to open the mic and you'll be able to make your comments or your concern or a prayer or whatever. Okay, I have a caller that then open up, then press the button. And I'm going to open up the mic, not right now. Caller at 504-430, your mic is open. You are live at this time.
Sister Diane, I just want to, again, encourage you to please keep up the Wednesday night Bible studies. It is so, so enlightening. I just want to tell you what the devil tried to do. I was on my house phone, and it just went dead, and I must have lost out for you for over 5 minutes. I thought it was just gone. Something said, get your cell number and try and dial in. I did, and I picked you back up. And I just want to thank you, give God praise for you, and tell you to continue doing God's work.
Oh, I just thank you so much. I thank you for those words of encouragement. And I pray that God had a word for you tonight. Because God is able and he's faithful. He never leave us nor forsake us. Even in time trouble, he will pick us up, as the Bible says. We just have to hold on, and we have to turn it over to God, and we got to give it to him, and we got to leave it there. God say, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And he said, when you can't hear my voice, just trust my plan.
Yes,
I am God, and yes, I do understand. God understand everything that we could ever go through. And I want to pray for you right now, sister. Dear Heavenly Father, gracious God, Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, dear God, for this caller that's calling in. And I always see a number on the board, and I'm so grateful because of her, dear God. Heavenly Father, I'm just making this petition, as they say it in the lesson tonight. I'm petitioning for her, dear God. Dear God, that whatever life is having its way, dear God, not no particular circumstances or anything. But, Lord, just bless her, dear God. Bless her surroundings. Bless her home and her family, dear God. Bless her mind, dear God, and strengthen her spirit. And, Lord, I'm going to just be careful to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory, because I believe it's already done in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, thank you, sister.
Thank you
for calling. And I pray that you be back on next Wednesday. Is there anyone else would like to speak at this time? Anyone else would like to say anything at this time? All you have to do is press the one button on your phone, and you could come through. We got 5 minutes left. Nobody want to make any comments. I'm going to go ahead and do a closing prayer. And then I'm gonna put a record on for those who will want to listen to it. It's 9:25. I always try to finish at 9:30. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, the giver of every perfect gift, the author and the finisher of our faith, the great I am. You know, Ezekiel said, you're the wheel in the middle of the wheel. Dear Heavenly Father, most gracious God, I come to your throne petitioning for our city and our state and our country. Look down upon our youth, dear God. Touch them, dear God, so they may stop and think before they do some of the things that they are doing. Heavenly Father, the government is shutting down and trying to take away food from people's mouths, dear God. Heavenly Father, we know everybody's not doing it right, but they really have people that need. I'm asking that you step in there, dear God, and have your way, dear God, and make crooked things straight. Heavenly Father, we need you, and we can't make it without you. Our leaders are not listening to you, dear God. They're doing anything and everything that just seems right in their own eyes. You know, the United States used to trust in God, and now they're trusting away from God. Just like the Israelites that did, and they were captured by Babylonians. But Lord, I'm calling and asking for mercy and grace. I pray that everyone begin to pray, and maybe the land will be healed. Help us, dear God. We can't make it without you. Protect us, dear God. Heavenly Father, I pray for everybody that called in that they would have mercy and grace all during the week. Look down upon each and every one of us, dear God, because we need you. We all need you, dear God. We can't make it without you. Help us, dear God, in our hour need. Bless our children, dear God. Bless our homes. Bless our finances, dear God. Take any situation that's in our way, out of our way, dear God. Things that's broke, fix it, dear God. Help us. We need you, dear God. Heavenly Father, for all of these things and others, I ask in your darling son Jesus' name, because you said there's no other name besides the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I have another caller at this time, and I'm going to open the mic. Caller at 504-891, your mic is open. Call at 504-891. Your light is on. If you'd like to make any comments, you can speak now. Your mic is open. Yes, ma'am. Hey, Sister Pauline Scott.
Yeah. I get called to tell you I enjoy your program. And I love that battle. If called to reach you, who can be against you? I was feeling a little down. And when I heard the word you were speaking tonight, it really uplifted me. And I encourage you to keep on keeping on and doing what you are doing.
Oh, I thank you so much for those words of encouragement. You know, because sometimes I do this and, I do it. And first of all, I'm doing it for God. And I want to know that I'm doing something that matters. And I won't know unless people let me know, you know. But I thank you for taking time and pressing and doing that. That encouragement is what I needed right now. You see, plenty of times people don't realize that I could have a need. I need to be lifted up. I have situations and circumstances. And that word of encouragement, what you just did for me, I thank you. You know, I thank you so much because I needed that. And I want to say thank God.
Okay, then. Good night.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. You know, at this time, you know, I needed that. And I'm so grateful for that. Right now it's 9:30, and the lesson has gone forth. The prayers has been lifted up. The word, I pray that it won't return void. And I'm going to play you a record now. This is Fred Hammond and Reuben Stutters. And I think it's a nice record. So I'm going to play this at that time. It is now 9:30. And for those who want to listen, the record is going to go forth. Thank you. And at this time, I'm going to stop because a caller have presses the button and would like to speak. So caller, that's 504-451. Your mic is open and you may speak at this time.
4451, what are you doing?
Hello?
Yes, your line is open, darling.
Hi. Hi, I just wanted to say thank you. Thank God for you, our friend. Thank God that you are a friend of his. I'm grateful to have received the word tonight, that you brought the word tonight. We thank you for your labor of love, woman of God. And I just thank God for everything. We thank him for his goodness, for his faithfulness. He's always faithful. And just like you said tonight, if God be for us, who can be against us? And so we thank him that his mercy is always with us. We thank you, Lord, once again, for your awesome words and for reminding us that you always have a plan for us and that no matter what goes on in our lives, you're always there for us and you're always faithful, oh God. Help us, God, to continue to remind us through your Holy Spirit that you, dear God, will give us what we need when we need it if we just will be obedient and be faithful towards the things of God. So, Lord, we just thank you once again for your servant tonight, and we thank you for the word that has gone forth, and we bless your holy, matchless name. And thank you, Lord, for strengthening us and keeping us and bringing us to this place tonight to hear your word. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God.
Thank you so much, Carla.
Amen.
And I pray that you be back with us on Wednesday. I just want you to know that I love you, and so do God, and ain't nothing you could do about it. But God is awesome, and he's pulling his people together. We have to be attentive, and we have to protect our spirit and our hearts and our mind towards the thing of God in times like these. The world not going to get any better. It's going to get worse. So you got to gird yourself up with the word of God. And you have to pray for God to make you better day by day. No, we are not perfect. But God is working in and through us. And we got to just cooperate with the Holy Ghost and let God have his way. Because he can make crooked things straight. He could open doors that's been closed and close doors that need to be closed. If we trust him. You see, Daniel trusted God with everything that he had. He was a righteous man, and he did obey the law of the land, but he didn't let it compromise his faith. You see, we compromise too much. The Christians and the church is compromised by this stuff and that stuff. We supposed to conform and bring the church in, but the church is bringing us in. The church supposed to conform the world and bring them in, but the world is conforming the church and bringing them out.
Yes.
In a time like these. But God is able. God is in control.
Yes, he is.
And we just have to trust him and hold on.
Yes,
so I thank you, my sister, for them words of encouragement, because I did need encouragement on tonight. And I thank you and the other callers that came in and made a response, because we all need a word from God. And I thank you for that mighty word that you spoke on this here thing tonight. Thank you, and you be blessed. And I'll be looking forward to being with you one more time on Wednesday, if God allows, in Jesus' name. So I'm going to play another record by Marvin Sapp, Never Would Have Made It. Thank you and be blessed.
Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there. But now I see how you were there for me, and I
I never
never could have made it without you. Hey, hey, hey,
and that was Marvin Sapp, Never Could Have Made It. If you would like me to continue to play music, please press the one button on your phone. And if you're going to say goodnight, we will end the show. If you would like music, press a one on your phone. So we're going to end the show tonight. And I thank God for each and every one of you that have taken time and called and listened. I pray that God allows us to be back on Wednesday night. I just want to say love you. And God does too. We have to learn how to really and truly love one another. Because we are the body of Christ. Christ is the head and we are the body. And even though there's many members, God lets us know that each and every one of us is equally as important for the function. And I thank God on tonight for allowing me to be able to bring a word to his people. Not that I'm so good or that I know it all, but God saw fit, and I say glory be to his holy name. And I just want to thank you again. And I want to say good night, and God bless you.